Hare Krishna. Over the last few years, I've been both researching Srila Prabhupada's instructions on Varnashram, writing books. Second one is in the process in Hungary. We're sort of implementing gradually a program of education. And here, the talk is not about. Maybe the gentlemen need to just move over, if you move a little over this way, because just don't hit that, because the ladies are in the majority here, and just give me room to walk. And what was the last thing I said? It was a late night last night. And writing and Srila Prabhupada. This is not about a persuasive argument for Varnashram. I've already made, presentations over the years about Srila Prabhupada's desire that we do establish Varnashram primarily, or at least initially, in the Krishna consciousness movement, which means basically the devotees be actually educated in both occupational duties as well as in the different spiritual orders of life. You could say that we have a certain level of education there in, for instance, the Brahmachari Ashram. That's been there for quite a long time. And due to our divorce or marriage failure rate or divorce rate, we're also trying to have education in the Grihastha Ashram. So in the Ashram field, I'm better on the other side. In the Ashram field, we have a certain degree of training. For instance, the sannyas ministry, of which I was part of up until this year, Shruti. Then the training there is also quite good, quite comprehensive, with very good results. For instance, that in the last, I don't know the exact statistics, but in the last 15 years, there's only one sannyasi who left the ashram amongst the over 100-odd sannyasis that we have in the society. In Srila Prabhupada's time, the majority left very quickly. So training, but training in terms of occupational duties, we don't have. What to speak of training, just even certain identification with occupational duties, such as it's a five-letter word, such as the five-letter word shudra, we don't like to identify with. But in any case, training and education need to be there. And Srila Prabhupada didn't envisage that training is just some ad hoc thing, but he wanted it very structured, and he wanted an institution for it. And that institution, Srila Prabhupada called the Varnashram College. And he didn't want one institution for it. As you'll see, he wanted as many institutions for it as he had centers in the world. So this is this presentation is about Varnashram College. In other words, some of the underlying principles of establishing Varnashram. Now here's a little introduction. Ooh, I do need another microphone, and I need Dayal Nitai to read for me. And so he can have the other microphone. Srila Prabhupada did have this idea for establishing Varnashram within our Krishna consciousness movement, because he wanted a pilot model. He wanted us to show how it's done without necessarily making Vaishnavas primary identity according to their varna or even an ashram. That their identity is as Vaishnavas primarily. But still, as conditioned souls, we have certain natures. And what to speak of conditioned souls, liberated souls also have different natures. As you all know, Arjuna is a Kshatriya. He's not a Brahmin. And he's an eternally liberated soul. And there are others that are Brahmins, like Sudama Vipra. He's an eternally liberated soul. And Krishna, well, he goes from one varna to the other. He's a cowherd boy, and then he can be a Brahmin, and he can be a Kshatriya like Lord Ramachandra. So some of these principles of Varnashram College, and what you're going to see here are really just all quotes from Srila Prabhupada, and for the sake of saving space, you're not going to find all the references there. But everything is to be found in folio. So here are some of the themes that, of course, Varnashram is part of ISKCON's quote-unquote mission, Srila Prabhupada's statement that, yes, this is our mission. It's not a peripheral activity. It's not an optional activity. In fact, for devotees to progress forward and attain the high stages of Krishna consciousness that we read about in Srimad Bhagavatam, it's more or less compulsory. And devotees should be, and ISKCON should be organized according to Varna. We're already organized according to Ashram. That doesn't seem to cause any psychological trauma. And for one reason is because it was there from day one. Srila Prabhupada introduced it. So the ashram part is already there. And whose responsibility is to see that that happens? Well, obviously, like with other things, it's the duty of the leaders. This V8, D is Varnashram Dharma, and when you see VAC, that'll mean Varnashram College, or VADC, I can't remember. And Srila Prabhupada really wanted us to systematically present this. These are sort of all the things that come in this presentation, which is in the college. And Prabhupada had mentioned on occasion that he expected that all of his centers actually function as educational institutions. Prabhupada told that here to the BBC, that this is an educational institution. And when you fine-tune what that education is, it's not just about how to chant, it's not just about training and devotional activities, but it's also about Varna and Ashram, but specifically Varna. Prabhupada's emphasis, 90%, is on Varna, and he would say, Varna comes first. Once you know what your occupational duty is, then comes Ashram, then comes training in Ashram. When should it happen? Prabhupada said right away. And when Prabhupada meant right away, he actually meant yesterday. Now when we say right away, it means 500 years from now. That wasn't the way Prabhupada worked. When Prabhupada wanted something done, it was meant to be done right away. And who was this for? It was actually for the devotees. Again, without us actually being able to do it and show it, well, then forget about organizing the rest of the world. We need to organize ourselves. And organization, systematic organization, based along not industrial lines, not along the type of lines that, for instance, business and corporate organization. But what is the organizational structure that's parallel and harmonious with our culture? And Varnashram is our social structure and organization along then. What did Srila Prabhupada expect of the students? Very interesting things. What's the admittance? Obviously, you have a college. Then you have admittance policies. Srila Prabhupada had admittance policies. And it was very interesting how Prabhupada emphasized the importance of training, even when guna and karma, or nature and inclination, are relatively indistinct, indistinct on one side, or sometimes very, very confused, mixed up. My experience has been and continues to be, we just did a thorough study. We have a committee, Varnashram committee of six devotees in Hungary, and we meet regularly, sometimes almost weekly, to see, what's the Varna of our incoming GBC? I haven't got the final result. I told them my opinion by the process of elimination. It's because you're not this, and you're not this, and you're not that, so therefore you must be this. But when others are doing, it's not clear. In Kali Yuga, nothing's black and white. If it's anything, it's just black. But things aren't clear. And therefore, it's very hard to actually, or it's very rare to find someone that immediately you can say, this person is such and such. Qualities are mixed together. But Prabhupada emphasized, nonetheless, if there's an inclination, that should be cultivated. And even if you can't figure it out, you can still train people. And by the process of training, it's going to become obvious what inclination is. What's the tuition fee? Free. Who are the teachers? What are the students taught? And what are they trained? Teaching means theory, and training means practical application. But it's not easy. That we already know. Nothing's really easy. And what should be the student's designation? Should they really be, you are this, you are that, you are something else? And of course the answer to that is no. This is just our little introduction here. What will be the benefit? Srila Prabhupada points out it's a good preaching program. You'll make devotees from Varnashram College. Practically, we have that experience. We have our college, we have our Bhakti College in Hungary, which is a EU and nationally accredited educational institution. I would say that we make more devotees from that, and that is both congregational devotees and full-time devotees, than we make from anything else. And there are two main topics, or degree, diploma topics, are Vaishnava theology, which is a bachelor's, is 3 years course, and a master's is a 2 years course. And then once we get the university recognition, it'll be there'll be PhD added to that. Not that you'll find a lot of employment, but at least you'll have a EU-recognized Vaishnava theology diploma, and a yoga master diploma, which is a 3-year course, and it's, as far as I know, it's the only EU government. You know what's EU, that's on the other side of the channel. It's a EU-accredited course in yoga, 80% of which is Bhagavad Gita philosophy. And students catch on pretty quickly. After the first year, we have quite a reasonably high dropout rate, because they figured out this is not just about going to school. They're trying to make you into something here, or at least that's what Krishna's trying to do, that this actually, if you learn this, you have to put it into practice. But still, we have, anyway, I don't know what the actual attendance is over all the different years, but it's in the multiple hundreds. And as Prabhupada says, if you don't practice Varnashram, you're not a human being. You may You may look like one, but you're not. People become good citizens, good preaching point. Why? Because we're training them and we're teaching them in values. We're not teaching them in relative values, but we're teaching them in absolute values that anyone can recognize, government will recognize. And of course, engaging devotees according to their nature. It also brings karmis into Krishna consciousness, and could be a very lengthy topic. I doubt we'll get to it, but Prabhupada points out that Varnashram brings an end to unemployment, and it brings an end to consumerism. And it will be the basis by which we can inspire the world. So that's the introduction. And you can see there's a lot of topics over here. And we won't necessarily cover it all, but the message is that this is what Srila Prabhupada wanted, and our business is to know what Prabhupada wanted, and then do what Srila Prabhupada wanted. So this is by way of information for those. I hadn't done, after 40 odd years, I hadn't done a systematic study of Prabhupada's statements on Varnashram College. That's because I hadn't done a systematic study of Varnashram either. But there's a phenomenal amount of information. It's very extensive. It goes over years, particularly starting 1973 all the way till 1977. It's there in Srila Prabhupada's last thoughts and desires. So it's very much important to Srila Prabhupada. And since our generation, my God brothers, God sisters, we're sort of getting to the stage where, well, we're not getting to the stage, we're at the stage where we'd like to hand things over. So this is also, what to speak of the next generation is at the stage of handing things over. Okay, so it's Varnashram Dharma is part of Srila Prabhupada's mission. Dayanitai, can you?
So Krishna consciousness movement includes this system of division of society. Therefore, we are trying to introduce the Varnashram system. That is one of the items of Krishna consciousness movement, to re-establish the institution of Varna and Ashram, not by birth, but by qualification.
So this is a repeated theme, it's a repeating theme. Srila Prabhupada emphasizes that, yes, thank you, that this is part of the Krishna consciousness movement. It's just part of our mission.
Everywhere you'll find this division, natural. One class of men, very intelligent. One class of men, very strong. Good brain for management, administration. One class of men, fit for tilling the ground, field, and producing food. Take care of the cows. And the balance, Shudra. That's all. So in our society, this division should be there.
Srila Prabhupada emphasizes that it's there, and we see it, it's there. We see it there in the world that we live in. Why does someone want to become an artist and someone else wants to become an engineer or a teacher? Because there is a certain degree of manifestation or spontaneous appearance of people's natures. But it's no longer very clear, and we're also living in a world that doesn't want to recognize that. We're living in a world where everyone should be able to do anything that they want to do. And that's a horrible economic policy. It's a horrible policy from the human point of view. And ultimately, it's causing chaos within the society. Everyone should not be doing whatever they want to do. Everyone should be trained to do what they're good at. And the problem is, as I mentioned earlier, is that because Kali Yuga really messes up everything, And because there's real lack of education, there's a lack of samskars, there's a lack of spiritual activity or piety from the past. Therefore, guna is very rarely well defined. And in the absence of that, then Srila Prabhupada says, all right, doesn't matter, train people, and let's see what will come out. But it's already there to a certain extent. Someone's pushing against my... over there, careful. But it's there. And therefore, it's not something artificial. This idea that anyone can do anything is artificial. It's both artificial and it's also destructive. For instance, we here, because, well, we have a certain degree of garden, and all the other umpteen million people living in this city are dependent on 3% of the population who don't even live in this country, because you don't eat everything that grows in the UK. Probably noticed that mangoes don't grow here, and oranges don't grow here, and bananas don't grow here. That comes from some other part of the world. So literally speaking, although there's a lot of armies all over the place, but the whole world is held to hostage by 3% of the population, those people who are feeding you. And that 3% of the population is controlled by an agricultural industry, and they determine what you eat and the price of what you eat. And if somehow or another something happens to that chain, then you don't eat. And if you don't eat, then all our philosophy and all our training and education goes nowhere. Okay, and...
if we do not take to the principles of Varnashram Dham by accepting the four social orders and the four orders of spiritual life, there can be no question of success in life.
Prabhupada's talking to devotees. He's talking about devotees. So, just very briefly, why is it necessary that we make this material arrangement? Varnashram is a material thing. But we require material things because we're conditioned souls. And there are favorable material things and there are unfavorable material things. So Kapila Dev describes this in the third chapter. Krishna talks about it in the third canto. Krishna talks about it in the 14th chapter, in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So the whole idea, and I believe last year I made that presentation, is that human beings should learn how to cultivate and live in the mode of goodness, because the mode of goodness is what's favorable towards spiritual life. And if you can't come up to the mode of goodness, then it's highly unlikely that you're going to come beyond goodness to the transcendental platform. So Srila Prabhupada said, yes, this is important. And this division contributes to people living in that way. Okay, the first part, ISKCON, should be organized according to Varna. Diane?
There must be practical application of the Varnashram.
So Srila Prabhupada here is saying, and these are, as I mentioned, quotes, that we can't, it's not just a matter of talking about it. It's like we don't just talk to people about chanting Hare Krishna. We do it. We also talk to people about becoming pure devotees. That part is not so easy to do. But that's also what the Krishna consciousness movement is about. Walking your talk. So this whole idea, what's our social system? We have an international society for Krishna consciousness. So it has to manifest in a practical way. When it's not organized, then we're more or less a religious organization. Here we're a religious charity. In Hungary we're a church. In other places, in America, you're a religious corporation. But we're meant to be actually a society. And societies are very well-defined things. And you have sociologists. Anyone here study sociology? Okay, so you have sociologists who both study and organize. So this is also sociology. And it's part of what Bhagavatam is about.
So in our society, This division should be there. The most intelligent class of men, they should be engaged in preaching, reading books and instructing, taking care of deity worship, temple, and another class should be strong managers, that things are going on nicely.
So here Srila Prabhupada is talking about our society and making the material distinction that someone's smart and someone's a good manager. A good manager should be smart also, but someone's more inclined towards teaching, philosophy, and so on. It's a material qualification. And if we see reluctance often in terms of identifying with a varna, is a material tendency to identify with being a Brahmin, as if, you know, being a Brahmin is better than being a Kshatriya. But Srila Prabhupada emphasizes that this is a trap. This is a mundane way of thinking, because our primary identity is not any of these things. Our identity is that we are Vaishnavas, which is way beyond all of these. Although the concept of a Vaishnav is beyond being a Brahmin or a Kshatriya or any of these other things, that doesn't necessarily mean that we're all of a sudden transcendental to those qualities or inclinations that we have. So Srila Prabhupada wanted divisions, and you'll see more quotes in that regard, divisions to take place. Here is a conversation, that's very repeated conversations in Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada, Hridayananda Maharaj, Satsarup Maharaj, and so on, specifically on this topic.
Mm-hmm. Hridayananda. So Prabhupada, in our temples, we have so many devotees. Should the devotees, Prabhupada, they should be engaged. Hridayananda. Should they be trained in a particular, Prabhupada? Yes. Those who are not able to preach or to do other things, they must go to the plow department, agriculture. Hridayananda. Those who cannot preach, Prabhupada, yes. Those who are less educated, not very much expert in preaching, they must be acting as Kshatriya or Vaishya or as Shudra.
So, I don't know why something's missing there. So you can see here Srila Prabhupada re-emphasizes this, and he uses sort of the law of the remainder, which is that if you're not this, if you're not that, if you're not that, then you're what's left. And it's a principle that's there, because if you're not a Brahmin, if you're not a leader and a manager, and if you're not good at making money, or caring for cows and doing agriculture, then by default, but Prabhupada calls it the plow department. And it's not a derogatory term. For instance, in the world that we live in today, the gods are the Shudras, the actors, the singers. These are the people who everyone looks up to. Because we've got things upside down. We're basing everything, unfortunately, on a Shudra-inspired culture rather than a Brahmin-inspired culture. And, of course, Shudras can't lead. So if those are your heroes, then you're really in trouble. What to speak of if you got people who climb up walls or dress like bats? If those are the heroes that children are trying to emulate, then you're really going to have a very confused society. Okay, let's just move on to this one.
For the management of affairs, we require to divide, because there are different classes of brain. So those who have very intellectual brain, they should become brahmanas. Those who are fit for management and protection, they should be trained as kshatriya. And those who are fit for producing food, taking care of the cows, they should be trained as Vaishya. And the balance, they're all Sudras. This is the division.
So you see here, Prabhupada is emphasizing these two things, that if someone's fit or he has some inclination, it's not enough. it requires training, and it's probably one of the things that's has been missing in the Krishna consciousness movement is a lack of training. We see that someone shows an aptitude for something, say for leadership or management. Okay, let's make him a department head or a temple president. But very rarely do we actually have a real system for training devotees according to their ability. It's not enough that someone has an inclination for something. Just like it's obvious, it's not enough that you have an inclination to study the Srimad Bhagavatam. Unless you study it, you're still not going to know it. So there has to be both study and there has to be both education. This bottom part sometimes seems to be a stumbling block with devotees. In my practical experience, it hasn't come up like that. By that I say in Hungary. When devotees go through this system, and if you have a sort of a Varna test, where we started off with, you know, what is the modern corporate psychological self-assessment system, and then we came to the realization, just hang on a minute, this is not the Varnashram way, this is not the Vedic way. People don't assess themselves. One reason is they're not objective enough to assess themselves, and the other, they have a very linear or one-pointed perception of who I am, whereas other people have a much better perception. So we see that our Acharya, Srila Prabhupada point out that no, it should be the local panchayat, the guru, the parents, the landlord, people who know the individual, they're the ones who test them. Ideally, and of course Krishna says this in the Bhagavatam, ideally your varna should be the same as the varna of your parents. If things happened properly, it will come out like that. If the samskars are there and the spiritual practice is there, that's how society is. But the main law is yatraya lakshanam proktam, is that the qualifications override. So if in a Brahmin family a boy or girl turns out to have the conduct of a Shudra by the time that they're 11, 12 years old, then sorry, you're not going to be trained as a Brahmin. And if you're a Shudra, then you're not going to go to Gurukul. So, but accepting that in the world today where you actually test people according to their natures and then you say, okay, you have a choice of these things. In other words, you have a choice between, all right, artisanship or some other thing. If someone's an artist, it becomes very clear. If someone's a musician, that's also very sort of quite easily defined. And to have actually people accept the fact that yes, all of these roles have their dignity, they're all equally important, and just because some are considered to be, in one sense, a little, from the material point of view, that they're more important than the other, that you need to have a head, and of course you need to have feet also, but you can survive without feet and you can't survive without a head. But that's a material consideration, and that's not what the goal of life is about. It's not about competing between these different varnas. The real goal of life is spiritual development, and these are just meant to facilitate that and put you in the situation that's most conducive for that, organizing according to varna. And whose responsibility is that? Well, it's the duty of the leaders.
That is leadership. Which man is fitted for which work?
Now, don't go to Shruti and say, I have this inclination and therefore this is what I should be doing, and everyone all of a sudden turns into Brahmins and going to be studying in front of Radha Gokulananda 8 hours a day. It requires actually a state, or better yet, the whole world, for this to work. because there's also numerical considerations involved, because there's statistics as to how many Brahmins there are and how many Vaishyas and how many Kshatriyas, and usually they'll fall into a certain statistical calculation. But still, we want to go. We have to know where is it that we're trying to go to. So we're trying to go in a certain direction, and that will be the ideal in the future.
Leaders must engage every person and every resource properly.
So it's the leader's responsibility, and Srila Prabhupada's talking to his leaders, and he says, so organize, you need to take it forward. Now here, in one sense, it's not even the leadership of the manor whose responsibility we're talking about. It's the top leadership that needs to make this a priority. Varnashram College is not something that you will find in any GBC resolutions over the next, over the past decades. It's not there on the agenda. But it needs to be on the agenda, because Prabhupada wanted it on the agenda. So it should be there. And therefore, this Varnashram that we've done introductory should be taught in school.
We are therefore proposing to start a college, Varnashram College, like a technological college. Similarly, this is another college, Varnashram College. Now I think that we shall have institution, especially in America, to train these first class, second class, third class, and the balance fourth class.
Everyone requires training. And of course, when Prabhupada's using this terminology, we don't like to hear this thing, first class, second class, third class. It's like, that's how, at least when I started flying, they used to have first class and second class and third class. The marketing managers caught on to this really quickly, that this wasn't a good designation. So they have economy and business, and the first is still the first. But when you say first, second, third, fourth, people don't like to hear that I'm a fourth class man. Although, of course, Prabhupada sometimes complained to his godbrothers or other people, what can I do? All my disciples are tenth class men. So that from the tenth to the fourth, that's looking up. But in any case, all of these require training. Just because you got musical inclination doesn't mean you can read music. It doesn't mean that automatically you know what to do. The training has to be there for everyone. So inclination and training, and Srila Prabhupada's emphasis on training is extraordinary. As much as training he emphasizes in Krishna consciousness, but he also emphasizes training in terms of this Varnashram.
So this Krishna consciousness movement is trying to re-establish Daiva Varnashram, where Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, everyone, systematic. We are therefore proposing to start a college, Varnashram College. It is proposed. We are trying so many things, but this is also one of the programs. And the people of the world, they should be educated according to the quality and work, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra.
So some of this is repetitive, but this is one of the trying things. We are trying so many things, and of course that's what everyone is laboring under here at the manor. We're building a haveli finally, and we've got so many other things going. So Prabhupada said, yes, we're doing so many things, but this is also one of them. Things weren't boring in Srila Prabhupada's time. Prabhupada was always coming up with what he calls new programs, or it was like sort of unfolding, like you unfold a lotus, so you unfold the petals one after the other. So similarly, the lotus of Prabhupada's mission, he was sort of unfolding bit by bit.
So in the beginning, if we start a Varnashram College to teach internationally students from all over the world to learn to be educated as Brahmanas, as Kshatriyas, as Vaishyas, as Sudras, by quality and work, that will be the basic principle of Krishna consciousness.
So here you can see that aside from the repetitive nature of what's above, he says, this is the basis of Krishna consciousness. But Krishna consciousness needs a foundation. I've had experience, and so have senior devotees here, of what it takes to make people Krishna consciousness, Krishna conscious, and my practical experience is that most of my time and energy in what we call counseling, quote unquote, which was a non-existent word when I joined Krishna consciousness, counseling, is just that. It's about trying to help devotees overcome the various obstacles that are in their way from practicing Krishna consciousness. Not really about Krishna consciousness. Control of the mind, control of the senses, becoming free from all of the abuse and all of the confusion that's entered into our lives before we come to Krishna consciousness is not really Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, and so on. These things are part and parcel of being a human being. And the reality is that for the most part, our formative years of Krishna consciousness is just trying to actually find our footing in the human species. And then once we get there and we can actually cultivate these qualities of goodness, then Krishna consciousness becomes more of a tangible reality. Otherwise, it keeps being something that's far above us, and we keep trying to grab, but our arms are too short.
Unless one takes to this institutional education, he's no more than an animal.
The Prabhupada didn't mince his words. He was very, very clear. And of course, this is their society. Of course, animals also have a certain social structure, but human social structure is Varnashram. It's the only social structure. There are other different types of social structures on the planet by those who inhabit human bodies, but they're not for human beings, because they don't facilitate what human beings are meant for, which is self-realization. Rather, they just destroy both the inclination and the ability to become self-realized. Varnashram facilitates, and this division facilitates self-realization.
At least in your country, America, create these two classes, Brahmana and Kshatriya. The world will be saved, and you will be saved, and Krishna will be pleased.
I thought this was interesting, Prabhupada's placing emphasis on, particularly on these two, good leadership and real intellectual ability to give guidance to good leadership. And we see, for instance, in terms of the leadership that's provided to the world today in many places, especially if you go west across the Atlantic, leadership is something that requires qualification. Somehow or another, this world has got it in their heads that everyone, and we are really a qualification-obsessed society. If you want to be a dentist, you have to qualify, a doctor. If you want to be a lawyer, if you want to be an architect, if you want to be a shoeshine boy, you have to be a qualification. But when it comes to leading the world, then there's no qualification. Where is the training for being a prime minister or being a president? There's none. Mostly, it's done in law schools. And no offense to lawyers, but lawyers don't exactly have the best reputation in the world for integrity and so on. Okay, so where should those Varnashram colleges take place?
Everywhere. Wherever we have got our center, this program should be introduced.
Prabhupada wanted all of our centers to actually be educational institutions. And that it doesn't mean we stop book distribution, it doesn't mean we stop deity worship or all our regular programs, but in addition to all that, as you said earlier in our regular programs, this is also there.
In India, Vrindavan, Kurukshetra, Namasharanya, Jaipur.
These are places that Srila Prabhupada specifically named.
Especially in America.
He used this word, especially in America should be there, because there's resources there. Krishna consciousness movement was really spreading there. In India, during Srila Prabhupada's time, the only Indian devotees were the ones who joined from the West and came to India. And everybody else was Americans and British and Canadians, and they were all imports.
This property, Ottawa, must be considered by the GBC if it can be properly utilized. It is nice for Varnashram College.
It's in Srila Prabhupada's train of thought. Prabhupada constantly keeps coming back. And very interesting who he's talking to about this. You saw earlier the discussion, Hridaya Nanda Maharaj, but Prabhupada's writing a letter to Tarun Kanti Ghosh, who's sort of a friend, an acquaintance, and son of a well-known politician. And he writes to him, and you'll see some of the quotes about Varnashram College. And as I mentioned, over a period of 4 years, Srila Prabhupada is constantly talking about it. And when did he start talking about it?
The Varnashram College has to be established immediately, 1974.
Yes.
Therefore, sometimes I become very eager to start a Varnashram College.
Srila Prabhupada's way of expressing himself, it's another way of saying immediately. Sometimes I become very eager.
Now I think that we shall have institution, 1976. We are therefore proposing to start a college, Varnashram College, 1977.
Consistently, Srila Prabhupada is discussing this, talking. Interestingly, there doesn't really seem to be any concrete steps that Prabhupada personally made. All right, now we're going to have a pilot project. Now, Srila Prabhupada did want to institute Varnashram, and he wanted to do it in Gitanagari, and that was in 1977 when Srila Prabhupada came through. Well, he didn't come through. He came to the manor, and then he turned back and he went back to India, and then we know what happened after that. But Srila Prabhupada was on his way. He was on his way. He wanted to then do something concrete. What would have Prabhupada done in Gitanagari? That's speculation. But although Prabhupada had this, as he himself said, there were so many things that we're doing. And Srila Prabhupada never really got around. Prabhupada got around to establishing farms. He got around to installing deities, establishing deity worship. He was, of course, writing his books and continued to write his books. Srila Prabhupada, what else? Of course, was always encouraging the book distribution. But personally, he didn't say, all right, we're going to select this center and we're going to start establishing here the system and set up the systems or empower some devotees. Now you have to do that. Okay, who's the college for? I hope this is digestible, because as you notice, I'm moving at a good clip. So who is the college for?
Hridayananda. So Prabhupada, in our temples we have so many devotees. Should the devotees, Prabhupada, they should be engaged. Hridayananda. Should they be trained in a particular, Prabhupada? Yes.
So just to emphasize, who is this college for? Primarily it's for devotees, because devotees are the priority, and ultimately they're also going to be the people who will be able to train others, and they're the ones who are untrained, and it's necessary for us to advance. As Prabhupada said, there's no question of spiritual life.
Satsvarup, for the public in general, Prabhupada, eh? Yes, anyone. Just like engineering college is open for anyone, he must be ready to take up the training.
So it's very interesting. It was compulsory for devotees, but it's also open for non-devotees, so people can come. And it works. I have experience of that in Hungary. People come. The majority of students are not our devotees. The majority of students are our youth, our college students who come, and they're interested. They're interested in what we have to teach because they've heard about it. The word has spread by word of mouth. We advertise, and they come. And of course, they become devotees to certain degrees, from being full-time book distributors to being congregation devotees, practicing Krishna consciousness to some way, but it's open for everyone.
Prabhupada, our children should go. Yes, from 5 to 10 years, Gurukul, and after 10 years, they should go to the Varnashram College.
So Srila Prabhupada envisaged that the Varnashram College is the secondary education for children. That this is where they go after the Gurukul period. And whether it's 5 to 10 or 5 to 12, most likely Srila Prabhupada is flexible, but the point is that this is our higher educational system. And this is where we want to train devotees. And if for how many years? I couldn't find any record of Srila Prabhupada saying that it should go on for this many years. Obviously, if teachers are on top of their students, then they see when someone has actually acquired a certain level of training. And then, of course, Prabhupada's vision was that, well, once they come out of this Varnashram college, then they participate in the Krishna consciousness movement and spreading Krishna consciousness. But even if that's not the case, even if then they go to college, if you're looking from age 10, 12 to 16, and then you continue on in university, you want to have some type of other profession, but at least the hope is that whatever profession you learn is a continuation of what you've acquired here, what skill and what training you've got in one of the Varnas.
Satsvarupa, Srila Prabhupada, is this school for women also, or just for men? Prabhupada, for men. Women should automatically learn how to cook, how to cleanse home, Satsrup. So they don't attend Varnashram College? Prabhupada, no.
This is the only reference I saw to this. It's clear what Srila Prabhupada's message is here. However, if we actually study Varnashram, then we see that Brahmanis, Kshatriyanis, and so on, they were trained. They did have training. They did have education. What was Prabhupada's idea? No one seems to explore the concept any further here. My humble opinion, for what it's worth, is that Prabhupada would be open to quality training for women also according to Varna, because women also have Varnas, and if especially if that training is not available in the home, then where are they going to get it? But anyway, my business is to just put up here what Srila Prabhupada said, and that was Srila Prabhupada's reply to that.
Prabhupada, No. Varnashram College, especially meant for the Brahmana, Kshatriya, and Vaishya. Those who are not fit for education, they are Sudras, that's all. Or those who are reluctant to take education, Sudra means, that's all. They should assist the higher class.
There are different grades of all of these. There's different grades of Brahmanas, Chaturvedi, Trivedi, Chovedi, and so on. There are different grades of Kshatriyas. Everyone who fights on the battlefield of Kurukshetra is not a Kshatriya. They may be fighters. Arjuna is a Kshatriya, but the mass of the soldiers generally fall into this Shudra class. But they're trained to fight because they have also an inclination to fight. They're not artisans. They're not going to make good fighters. But there are a certain class who have, and of course, devotees from Indian backgrounds know that there are umpteen and unlimited subdivisions in different types of social classes. So here when Prabhupada is talking about those who don't take education, he's talking about a certain type of Shudra who's just You can't even train him. This is the principle of default. Ultimately, people default if you don't fit into any of these. And similarly, if you're untrainable and you can't be trained in these other arts or these other sciences, and to help the higher classes, which is really the main training, that being faithful, honest, cooperative, and servile. I don't know if that's a word that goes down well with people nowadays, but, and that's the majority. You can say that that's two-thirds of society. So look around, and two-thirds of us fall into that category. Question is whether we're willing to function in that category. And that's why a year before last, I think I went through quite an extensive presentation on these 21 qualities that Narada Muni talks about of human beings. And one of them is satisfaction. And one of the definition of satisfaction is being satisfied with who you are and not trying to be somebody else. It requires humility. It requires spiritual advancement. So if we just go back to the 10th class quote, then from our perspective, this fourth class is actually quite an evolved species. And it is, because Shastra even says, Kalo Shudra Shambhavam. Or Bhagavatam makes a little more emphatic. Bhagavatam says, 12th canto says that in Kali Yuga, men are mostly all barbarians. So if you want to know what a barbarian looks like, look around. So this is called barbarian life. And of course, if everyone's a barbarian, then we can give each other Nobel Prizes and all kinds of awards for achievement. But by the standard of Aryans, anaryam jushtadai shvargam, then it's not a very accomplished society. So what's expected of the students? What is the expectation that Srila Prabhupada has, and what is it that the school wants for them? So,
four principles essential.
Anyway, that message must have come across because Srila Prabhupada is repeating it over again.
But only the Sudras or the Kshatriyas. Just like Kshatriyas, they have to learn how to kill. So practically they should go to the forest and kill some animal. And if he likes, he can eat also, but not from the slaughterhouse.
It's not expected that you have to eat meat. But Prabhupada repeats this a couple of times, that for a certain class of people, and Srila Prabhupada points out that among Pandavas, being actually sometimes would eat meat. So, not a pure veg, not a pure vegetarian. But Srila Prabhupada seems to have, he's got a bit of a Kshatriya streak in him, if you notice Prabhupada's preaching style. And he emphasizes this thing that, yes, real Kshatriyas, they should learn how to kill, and they should practice doing so by going out in the forest. Vegans aren't going to like seeing these type of quotes. What can we do? It's, Prabhupada has this pass the buck philosophy often, where people corner him on something and he says, I'm not saying it, Krishna said it. I'm just repeating what Krishna said.
Everyone should be trained as Vaishnava.
But the training is to be a devotee. And that's the bottom line. It's not that we're just trying to create another material social structure, but the idea is to facilitate training as a Vaishnava.
Sleep 6 to 8 hours. And
you'll be enlightened to hear this alternative to the 6 hours.
6 to 8 hours and attend meeting, chant and arati. And balance, he must work hard.
Work hard. And Srila Prabhupada repeats this thing. Work hard. See, Prabhupada's talking about getting up for Mangal Arati. Now this means also if the karmis who are coming, they also have to get up. Full morning program, and training and education, and then they also have to work hard because that becomes part of the training. That becomes the practical application.
At the same time, this program of devotional service, then it will go on very nicely.
So along with the education, there has to be the spiritual practice, spiritual cultivation.
A boarding school or boarding college would, Hridayananda. Boarding school, Prabhupada, yes.
In other words, it can also be residential. Obviously, if it can be residential, it can also be that people are coming in. But part of training, just like Prabhupada's vision for Gurukula training, which part of which is really, really lost, is the residential aspect, which really does more than just the academic training, but it gives facility for other training. Unfortunately, that facility was also greatly abused, as were the children. So we really have, I don't know, one or two boarding schools or ashram schools in our entire society. Okay, how do we determine admittance to the Varnashram College?
In that education, we don't discriminate because he's coming of a Sudra family. Take education, be qualified.
And this qualification is being emphasized. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the background is. In the same way, anyone here could come and join, but you have to take training. Training, training, training. Prabhupada just keeps repeating this over and over and over again. And that way, become qualified. So even if we have no qualification, by training, you can become qualified. Because training is such a powerful thing in tandem with Krishna consciousness. Because Krishna consciousness will empower you to do something that may not necessarily be a very natural thing. I never in my first 24 years of my life ever thought that I was going to be a book salesman. But that's what I ended up being the first day I moved into the temple. But it's possible, and it's only possible how? Well, it's only possible if you have strong Krishna consciousness. So even when varnas, especially in the beginning, are not very clear, but if there's strong spiritual life, and that's why Prabhupada is emphasizing morning program, and you'll see more things, then it works.
First of all, there should be an instructor on the spiritual life. Then according to his position. But for management, we have to make divisions.
So here Srila Prabhupada is doing, well, there has to be someone who actually assesses, someone who's an assessor, someone who's assessing people's, what he says here, according to his position. So assess a person according to their inclination and try and figure out, as I mentioned earlier, between the multiple inclinations that we may have, which is most suitable, which is more dominant to be trained in. And then as experience is starting to show us, for instance, in Hungary, you start training someone in one direction and it starts veering off, it may start veering off into something else because the inclination is not actually the right one, or at least the more satisfying inclination, and therefore someone studies in another, either Varna or within a Varna, some different type of profession.
No, that Varna education will be tested by the teachers. What for he is fit. He will be tested by the guru.
So Prabhupada's talking about teachers, by the guru, that there should be some type of test. There should be an assessment program, how students are admitted into the Varnashram College, which is nothing really new. And then according to that assessment, of course nowadays we have an assessment according to grade, how well one does in some general educational field. Here it's not the assessment in terms of how high your score is, but it's assessment in terms of which of these four orders do you really fit in the best.
Those who are fit for management and protection, they should be trained as Kshatriya. And those who are fit for producing food, taking care of the cows, they should be trained as Vaishya. And the balance, they're all Sudras.
Nothing new. This I've already put up once before.
For the management of affairs, we require to divide, because there are different classes of brain.
So here Prabhupada now uses this word brain, but once again, it's everyone's got a brain, and more or less I think the brains are sort of equal, but they're wired differently. Our nature is different. So being sensitive to different types of brain, people's inclinations. And of course this is not anything really new, because both in educational system and in fields of employment, they have different types of assessments to see what people's inclinations are. Generally that will happen in some particular field. I don't know, IBM will look at someone and see where they're best suited in IBM. For us, we want to take a step further back, and the assessment isn't in, all right, in this type of communications corporation, where does someone fit in, but rather, does he fit into the communications corporation at all, or should he be in, she be in another?
That is leadership. Which man is fitted for which work, not by birth, but by qualification.
So birth is not an issue at the present, because we're really coming from very obscure backgrounds for the most part. But let's see what the qualification is. And again, Srila Prabhupada brings this up. Let me just go back to just this slip of the tongue I made, which was about women. Should women also be assessed according to their varna? Very much so. And the reason for that being, which is sort of another explosive aspect of varnashram, is how to actually determine ashrams. And the rule of thumb in terms of ashram is that men and women, when they marry, they should be of the same varna, or the man should be higher than the woman. Ideally, they should be the same. We have, at least my experience is, we have a lot of problems when women are smarter, more spiritually inclined, and in a higher material situation than the men. Men don't like that. And it makes for incompatibility in modern terminology. So compatibility, for the sake of compatibility, it's very important. And therefore, in terms of assessment, yes, women also need to be assessed. And if they need to be assessed, they certainly also need to be trained. And therefore, my inclination would be that, yes, Varnashram College would also be there for ladies, because otherwise our society is not really going to get off the ground, and at least half of the getting off the ground is being managed by the fairer sex in our society. Or in some places, I could say, it's more than half. And that's because another aspect is that men aren't trained to be men. You're nodding. She agrees. Don't know what it means to be a man. I mean, the man is, if I'm born with a certain gender, then I'm a man. There's a song like that called I'm a Man. So, but no, it takes more than that. What does it mean to actually be a man? What's your duty? What's your responsibility? That falls into part of here, particularly falls into ashram training. Training. Obviously, our Krishna consciousness movement has got a long way to go. Long way to go just to hit our basic requirements, where it is that we should be. And it's not because things haven't been done right. It's just as Prabhupada said in an earlier thing, we got a lot of programs. And I know I get dizzy from all the things that I'm supposed to do, or things that are supposed to happen. You know, it's like they have this these people who've got these sticks and they got the plates twirling on them, and he's running around and seeing how many plates you can twirl at one time. It's good for a show, for some kind of variety show, but it doesn't make for a good lifestyle. And spending your whole life twirling different plates on sticks can be quite confusing, right, Shruti? Okay. Someone pulled a cable or touched something. My computer hasn't been I'm going to stop here. My computer hasn't been the same since Shambihai dropped it on a marble floor. Because you wouldn't be the same either if someone dropped you on a marble floor. There's more, and we're not going to cover it in 5 minutes anyway. So I'll just stop here. Either we'll stop a little early, or it may be a little late. Or if you have any particular questions, then we can try to address those.